There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live with Emma Brain and Natalie Lindo-Taylor. Tim Elliott's taking a well-earned rest. And right now we're going to head straight over to Washington. Simon Marks is on the line. Simon, good to have you on the programme. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I've been travelling all over the place, but it's very nice to be back.
Well, I guess that you might have been travelling. I know you've been doing lots of work in South Africa. Have you been on any exciting adventures, Simon, that you can tell us about? Or was it all work?
I've had a couple of weeks off as well. So I had one very nice holiday week that took me to New Mexico. And I was in San Francisco last week.
Nice.
Hoping to spend some time in Lake Tahoe, which is about a three-hour drive east of San Francisco. And indeed, we did head to Lake Tahoe. And as we headed there, realized that the entire area was blanketed by the smoke from those awful forest fires in California that I think we're going to talk about a little bit later. So we spent one day in Lake Tahoe. The beach was lovely, but you couldn't see the mountains because of all the smoke from the fires. And so we then headed back to San Francisco and enjoyed the rest of the week there. So
It's a shame, but yes, lovely, lovely part of the world. I do love San Francisco.
Exactly. It's a fantastic city.
So you're back in work mode. And somebody else who's less on work mode, more on holiday mode, President Trump in New Jersey, but also, Simon, still tweeting.
Still tweeting, and tweeting even as we speak. He's in mid-tweet at the moment. He's just finished one in which he appears to be blaming the Democrats for collusion with Russia in the 2016 election. But it ends dot, 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 and we haven't yet seen the conclusion of that particular thought. But, I mean, he's tweeting like crazy now that he's outside Washington and on this golfing holiday at the Trump estate, the Trump Golf Club and Resort up in Bedminster, New Jersey. And over the weekend, his tweets, or at least one of them, appeared to get him into a bit of trouble because he conceded on Twitter, perhaps inadvertently, that meeting that his son, Donald Trump Jr., had in Trump Tower during the election campaign back in 2016, meeting a Russian lawyer, we now know was very connected to the Kremlin and to President Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump, in an attempt to defend his son, said that the meeting had been simply designed to gather information on a political opponent, by whom obviously he meant Hillary Clinton, and that was all perfectly normal in the black arts of politics in the United States. He's right about that, perfectly normal for meetings to take place to gather information about opponents. But unfortunately for Donald Trump, previously, the White House story on that particular meeting has been that it was just a meeting to discuss the specifics of Russian legislation that was preventing American parents from adopting Russian children and Russian orphans. Indeed, the White House and Donald Trump Jr. had denied that this was a meeting to try and gather information on a political opponent. So there's more grist to the mill there for the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, who is, of course, investigating President Trump's campaign and the campaign's ties to the Russians. And we now know that Robert Mueller is also investigating some of the things that President Trump has said over the last few months on Twitter. And it seems highly likely that Saturday tweet is going to be used, at least is going to be studied quite closely by the special prosecutor's team as they continue to investigate whether the president has been involved, not just in collusion potentially with the Russians, but also in possible obstruction of justice when he fired the FBI director James Comey. So he may only have served to have deepened his woes this weekend as he sought to deny that he's terribly worried about the legal jeopardy in which his son, Donald Trump Jr., now finds himself.
And Simon, last week the president urged his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, to shut down the Mueller inquiry. Why hasn't that happened?
Well, it's a great question, Emma, isn't it? I mean, the president, again on Twitter, said that Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, appointed by Donald Trump, a member of his cabinet, should shut down the Mueller inquiry. It's a rigged witch hunt, he insisted. And, of course, there's been absolutely no action on the part of the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to do that. I mean, there are clearly moments within this presidency where Donald Trump, in a paroxysm of anger, makes suggestions that under normal presidential administrations would amount to instructions that would then see members of his cabinet heading off to do precisely what he's told them to do. The fact that Jeff Sessions, who, of course, has been on the outs with Donald Trump for the last few months because Jeff Sessions recused himself from involvement in the Russia probe because he lied to Congress about the nature of his communications during the election campaign with the Russians. But the fact that he basically has done absolutely nothing, as far as we can tell, after that tweet from Donald Trump suggests that the Department of Justice has absolutely no reason to shut down the Mueller probe. Indeed, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, to whom Robert Mueller reports because Jeff Sessions has recused himself from overseeing this probe, he has insisted publicly on numerous occasions over the last few weeks and months that Robert Mueller's doing nothing wrong, that he's acting in good faith, that he is not engaged in what the president describes as a rigged witch hunt. But certainly, the longer this probe goes on, the more it is clearly, deeply irritating and unnerving the President of the United States. And also, it's worth bearing in mind that all of this activity on Twitter was coming as the prosecution began of his former campaign director, Paul Manafort, for alleged crimes unrelated to the U.S. presidential election in 2016. But nonetheless, that is a very high-profile legal case that the Mueller investigation has pursued here in Washington, D.C. It's going into its second week here today, and all eyes are on that to see whether it yields further information about the nature of any relationship between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
And Simon, you mentioned on part of your travels, you've been in Northern California, you've been up to San Francisco, tried to hop across to Lake Tahoe for some incredible views. But as you mentioned, those horrendous forest fires in California are still ongoing and still a major problem. This weekend, President Trump did share some of his views on those forest fires.
Yes, I mean, 18 separate wildfires now burning across California, Natalie, a record-breaking number of square miles, 400 square miles were burning by Sunday, threatening 15,000 homes at the time. Yosemite National Park, everyone's heard of that, it's closed completely to tourists. Many of them were actually heading to Lake Tahoe in a bid to try and get away from the smoke, but they were to find no relief there because the mountains, as I was saying, around the lake were completely shrouded in smoke, and you could taste it in the back of your throat. It was very clear as we drove closer and closer to Lake Tahoe that this was just not going to be a particularly viable place for a holiday. President Trump on Twitter raised eyebrows over the weekend when he appeared to claim that water that could be used to put out the fires was instead being diverted to the Pacific Ocean, and he maintained that this was all the fault of California's environmental laws. No one in California appears to have any idea what he's talking about. The Los Angeles Times has interviewed one local expert who says that the claim boggles the mind, that yes, indeed, California has tight controls over the use of river water, but that water is not at all being diverted into the ocean and could be made available to fight the fires. The other thing the president suggested is that the easiest way of beating the fires was simply to chop down all the trees, which is definitely a suggestion that does not sit particularly well with environmentalists who argue that it's not the trees that are causing the forest fires, but it is climate change that is leaving the area much drier and much more susceptible to natural fires than in the past. And in the case of some of these forest fires in California, of course, we're also talking about possible acts of arson as well. So a huge debate between environmentalists and the president over whether the answer to forest fires isn't simply just to get rid of the forests.
And Simon, one of the president's most vocal supporters has found himself banned by Facebook and iTunes. What's going on there?
Yeah, and some will say this is far too little, far too late on the part of Facebook and iTunes. This is Alex Jones, who runs a website and daily video news update, if news is the word for it, and I'm not sure that it is, called InfoWars, out of a bunker in Austin, Texas. He is very much a right-wing fringe figure here in the United States, although Donald Trump made several appearances on InfoWars during the 2016 election campaign and has generally described himself as an admirer of Alex Jones, who traffics in internet conspiracy theories from the darkest corners of the World Wide Web, including one that was focused on a pizza restaurant here in Washington, D.C., where he made all sorts of ludicrous allegations about behavior by Democrats in cellars of the restaurant that actually do not exist. Alex Jones has also been the bane of parents of some of those children who were killed in the shooting attack on the elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. He has insisted that that shooting was a hoax, and indeed one set of parents in particular has now had to move seven times because every time they try to move to get away from Alex Jones and Alex Jones's followers, Alex Jones publicizes their new whereabouts. So Facebook and iTunes have finally banned him. He's off both of those platforms now. There will, I think, be questions about why it took so long for both of those organizations and other social media organizations to keep Alex Jones on their platforms when it has been so obvious for so long that he is such a completely irresponsible extremist in this country and should probably have been banned from those platforms a long time ago.
Okay, Simon Marks, there we have to leave it. We're out of time, unfortunately. But Simon, great to have you back on Drive Live. We'll be catching up with you again soon. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.